In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So they say that on the internet, you can find anything. I tend to think of that being especially true for those really high-tech devices, right? The super fancy ones. But I discovered at one point that there are also websites and forums, multiple ones, all about flashlights. Don't ask me how I know. Human beings, we are fascinated by sources of light. Sometimes we like to make fun of cats and how they just can't resist following a laser pointer and pouncing. But then you'll notice that laser pointers were invented for people to be used at meetings to bring our eyes where the presenter wants them to be. We just have a little more self-control so that we stay in our seats. It's a fun picture though, isn't it? Business guys jumping up. Have you ever seen anything as beautiful as a sunset? Right, again, it's light going over the horizon. Or maybe to compete with a sunset, you might think of the moon or of the stars on a really dark night. Or perhaps you might think of the face of the one that you love when it lights up. The Gospel of John has this ongoing theme of light and darkness that it uses to talk about God. God is frequently compared with the sun. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." Light is a big deal. And so here in the darkest time of the year, when the days are just beginning to get a little longer, we celebrate Epiphany, the coming of the light. The Feast of the Epiphany was yesterday on Saturday, always on January 6th. And for the Feast of the Epiphany, we talk about the story of the Magi, right? Those wise men who came to worship Jesus. And there's so many legends around the Magi, like how many there were, or their names, all kinds of things. But there are very few facts. We heard them recounted last night in our gospel reading. But they followed a star, that we know. They saw a light in the sky. And that light spoke to them about Jesus. How crazy is that? And then, fascinatingly, they come to worship the Jewish Messiah, even though they're not Jews, and they're certainly not Christians, but they are God's. And so they saw that God placed a message for them in the stars, and they followed God's message. They responded by traveling, perhaps for months, traveling dangerous roads, carrying valuable gifts that they wanted to give to this one who had been born king of the Jews. And so I wonder how they may have been changed by their pilgrimage to see Jesus. I wonder what might have been the continuing work of God in their lives. Each year the church celebrates the Feast of the Epiphany, and in it we celebrate the revelation of God incarnate, right? The coming of God in the flesh to be a light among us. And so I wonder, what was the source of Epiphany in your life? Who was it that brought you to the manger or to the cross to meet Jesus? Was it your parents? Maybe it was your friends. Maybe it was even your children. Often there's an important relationship involved in our coming to know Jesus. Sometimes we are brought to the cross by our own need. maybe our own sense of inadequacy, or maybe just kind of the buffets of life hitting us and our realization that I need something more solid. Sometimes we may be brought to Jesus by the beauty of the Christian life lived out by a neighbor. We see Jesus in someone and we say, wow, that's something that I want. So God places in each of our lives all these signs, like stars scattered across the sky. These lights that are given to us that God sends to attract our attention the way the sunset does. To call us to God over and over, all the different ways, all the different lights. And we are invited to respond as the Magi did. Right? A response that may sometimes be costly. A response that may take a lot of time. A response that involves the giving of a gift. Today we celebrate the feast of the baptism of Jesus Christ. We had a baptism planned, but COVID scuttled that. But baptism is how we begin to acknowledge those lights in our lives, the ways that God is calling to us. And then, of course, the baptized life continues with seeking God, just as the Magi did, and offering our own gifts. And so Epiphany comes for us. Right? God places these lights in our lives to call us to God, so that Epiphany comes and calls us to God. And then Epiphany not only comes for us, but Epiphany comes in us. As the light of Christ begins to dwell in our hearts, and other people around us see that, and we become one of those lights for others. We become sources of light in a world that is often characterized by darkness. When you were baptized, you received the Holy Spirit, you received the light of Christ, and God pronounced over you, just as he did over Jesus, "You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Truly, in you, light shines out of the darkness. And sometimes those around you are going to be fascinated by that light. They may stop and look and ponder, just like cats watching a laser pointer. Sometimes when I see Christ shining in you, that's when I realize that I've never seen a sunset even half so beautiful.